WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway train, barreling through a tunnel of worries, doubts, and what-ifs? You know that feeling when your thoughts spiral faster than a roller coaster on a caffeine rush? Well, I'm here to tell you, you're not alone. We're all bombarded with stimuli every single day. Between the constant news cycle, social media, and just the general hustle of modern life, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and like our minds are constantly on high alert. But what if I told you there's a way to tap out of that overstimulation? To actually take control of your thoughts and emotions instead of letting them control you? Today we're diving deep into the art of letting go. Letting go of those pesky negative thoughts and emotions that hold us back. It's not about ignoring them or pretending they don't exist. It's about understanding them, acknowledging their presence, and then choosing to release their grip on you. Think of it like this. Your mind is like a muscle. The more you use it to dwell on negativity, the stronger that negative thought pattern becomes. But just like any muscle, you can train your mind to be more resilient, more adaptable, and more focused on the positive. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you start letting go. First things first, awareness is key. You've got to know what's going on in your head before you can start to change it. Pay attention to your thoughts throughout the day. Notice when you're spiraling into negativity. What triggers those negative thought patterns? Is it a certain situation, a specific person, or even just your own internal dialogue? Second, don't judge yourself. You're human. Everyone has negative thoughts from time to time. It's totally normal. But beating yourself up for having them only makes things worse. Instead of saying, "Ugh, why am I thinking this?" try acknowledging the thought without judgment. I'm noticing a thought about... See? Just by naming it, you've already started to take back control. Third, challenge those negative thoughts. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Is there another way to look at this situation? Often, our negative thoughts are based on assumptions and distorted perceptions rather than facts. By challenging them, you can start to see things more clearly. Fourth, practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is all about being present in the moment, paying attention to your breath, your body, and your surroundings without judgment. There are tons of apps and resources out there to help you get started with meditation or other mindfulness practices. Even just taking a few minutes each day to focus on your breath can make a huge difference in reducing stress and anxiety. Finally, focus on the positive. It's easy to get caught up in the negativity, but it's important to actively cultivate positive thoughts and emotions. Make time for things that bring you joy, whether it's spending time with loved ones, pursuing a hobby, or simply enjoying a cup of coffee in the sunshine. Remember, happiness is a choice, and by choosing to focus on the good, you can create a more fulfilling life. Let me tell you a quick story about this. My friend Sarah was going through a tough breakup. She was constantly replaying things in her head, analyzing every word said, every text sent. It was a vicious cycle of self-doubt and negativity. I told her about the importance of challenging those thoughts and focusing on the positive. At first, she was skeptical. But she started practicing mindfulness, journaling about her feelings, and spending time with friends who lifted her spirits. Slowly but surely, she started to see things in a new light. She realized that the breakup wasn't a reflection of her worth, but an opportunity for growth and self-discovery. It wasn't easy, but by letting go of those negative thoughts and emotions, Sarah was able to heal and move on to happier times. So, remember, letting go isn't about erasing your feelings or pretending everything is perfect. It's about acknowledging them, understanding their root cause, and then choosing to release their grip on you. You have the power to shape your thoughts, your emotions, and ultimately, your reality. Don't let negativity hold you back any longer. Tap out of those negative thought patterns and step into a life filled with more peace, joy, and possibility. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your own experiences with letting go in the comments below. What strategies have worked for you? Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It helps us reach more people who need to tap out of their overstimulation. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.